With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Attorney General Merrick Garland runs afoul of Congress.
The motion passes. Pursuant to this vote, the committee hereby adopts the report recommending that the House of Representatives find Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusal to comply with a subpoena duly issued by this committee.
House Oversight Committee Chair Republican James Comer, his committee, and a second panel have voted to advance contempt proceedings against Garland for his refusal to turn over an audio recording of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. The Republican National Committee asking, what's the president afraid of? Former President Trump gets to attend his son Barron's high school graduation ceremony after all. Mr. Trump's New York trial stands in recess till Monday. Also at SRNNews.com, the demonstrator aimed his gun. Turned out it was the last thing he did.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott pardons U.S. Army Sergeant Daniel Perry, citing the state's Stand Your Ground laws and the right to self-defense. Perry was convicted by a liberal Austin, Texas jury in April of 2023 for shooting and killing Garrett Foster during a Black Lives Matter protest. Foster pointed an AK-47 at Perry after protesters stopped his car as he tried to drive down the road. The entire event was caught on video. The pardon provides full restoration of Sergeant Perry's civil rights of citizenship, including the right to own and possess firearms. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Stay put. The advice of Houston's Mayor John Whitmire, advising people to stay home following severe storms that caused widespread damage, power outages, along with at least four fatalities. The streets of downtown Houston are littered with broken glass and other debris after winds are gusting up to 100 miles per hour. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 20 points. This is SRN News. An effort to curb ministry scandals is being launched.
The Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability rates churches and parachurch organizations on their fiscal stewardship and transparency. But the organization is concerned about the growing number of pastors being caught in scandals, often having nothing to do with money per se. So the ECFA is working on a leadership standard category to add to its other ratings of ministries. It should be operational later this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new abortion clinic is going to open in southeast Kansas this fall, bolstering the state's efforts to become an abortion destination for women who live in pro-life states. Kansas voters recently rejected a constitutional amendment that could have led to laws limiting abortions like those in effect in neighboring Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. A growing number of liberal states are seeking to cash in on what some critics call abortion tourism. This is SRN News. Well, if it isn't one thing, it's another for this airline.
United's had a number of mishaps, including an engine fire, a tire that fell off a plane, and pilots on two flights complaining their rudder paddles didn't work properly. In one case, rolling off a taxiway in Houston. But the airline told workers the Federal Aviation Administration has allowed them to begin the process of restarting certification activities, including new aircraft and new routes. The FAA, though, indicated it has not made any final decisions from its safety review of United, which began in March, saying safety will determine the timeline for completion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Masters champ Scottie Scheffler detained by police this morning on his way to the PGA Championship. ESPN says he failed to follow police orders following a pedestrian fatality investigation. More details, SRNNews.com.